Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hey everybody, Lee Houston and David Blurt in the house. David, can you hear me?
All right, good.
All right, cool. Well, we might have technical problems anyway, but in the meantime, let's get started, man. Day one is forming up. What's your opinion on that?
I don't have an opinion yet. I'm interested to see what matches they're going to make and how the show is going to turn out. Right now, they only made one match, which will be a triple threat match for the WWE Championship. It'll be Big E defending against both Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens. And this may potentially be Kevin Owens' last match. A lot of people don't know this, but Kevin Owens' contract will expire at the end of January, and it's not certain if he's going to stay. Speaking of contract expiring, Johnny Gargano, his contract expires at the end of this month on New Year's Eve. His contract expires. So, NXT TakeOver War Games this Sunday can potentially be his last match if he doesn't resign on New Year's Eve. Let me say that again, New Year's Eve, Johnny Gargano's contract expires.
Wow.
If we it's going to be interesting to see if he stays. Honestly, in my personal opinion, I don't think Kevin Owens is staying. I think he's going to leave and go to AEW.
How many times can you renew a contract?
As many times as you need to. It depends on the company. You know, for example, you could sign a 10-year contract, and then it can expire, and if the company decides they want you to stay, they get you a new contract, and it could be for another couple of years, and you can end up staying even longer. So, depends on the company, and it depends on the person.
Gotcha. So let's say, not as a person, but as a performer. Let's say you suck, but you're a good person. Like, you're a cool guy, but you suck. How would that work contract-wise?
I don't know. I think it totally depends on the person.
Gotcha.
I mean, for example, there's been a couple of terrible people who've been on the roster for years.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you look at Rick Holly, you look at Eva Marie, you look at Naomi's former partner, Cameron. And no disrespect to them, but they were terrible on the ring.
Yes.
And even Marie even bought the chick back just to follow her again. That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
They shouldn't have bought her back in the first place.
That girl didn't do nothing. She wasn't worth nothing as far as wrestling goes. The girl barely wrestled. Even Marie, like I said many times before, a waste of paper getting that girl a contract.
True, and you know, WWE, for some strange reason, they're on this saving money thing now. Right now, the company, they want to focus on saving money. I don't know where that came from. But, which is the reason why they let some of these people go.
Uh-huh.
Especially the big names. People that they should have hung on to, they let go because of money reasons. You know, you look at people like Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman, they were making insane amounts of money, and then they get let go. at the same time, looking back in hindsight, they should have hung on to him. But financially wise, and in terms of them trading in the New York Stock Exchange, they've done insanely well in terms of money. So, as much as I hate to say this, them releasing people, it actually worked. They made more money this year in the last 10 years they've made than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that came from the wrestler that they've released. Crazy. And what's funny, if you saw Raw and you saw the Becky Lynch Liv Morgan segment, Liv Morgan even mentioned that during the promo. She said, your fat contract is the reason my friends are gone.
That's true, that's true.
So she made reference to that.
So right now, WWE is on the saving money thing. And to be honest, they don't need to save money. With all the money they just made this year alone.
Yeah.
I see this happening, in my opinion. Becky Lynch will defend against Liv Morgan. In fact, that's next week, next Monday.
Yep, because there will be no pay-per-view next month.
Mm-hmm.
As of tomorrow will be the 1st of December, so there is no pay-per-view next month.
Yes, sir. The next time we have pay-per-view is December 1st, is January 1st, day one. I don't have the card for that, but I do know Big E will defend his WWE Championship against Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins.
Oh, that's going to be a good match.
And you know, Dave, let me ask you this right here. I'll put you on the spot right now. Right now. If Kevin Owens were to lose, is he sticking around or is he going to go?
That's a good question. You know, this day and age, I don't know. If I had to guess, I would think he would be leaving if he
was a winner. Last time Kevin Owens had a championship match was against then champion Kofi Kingston. That was a long time ago. That was 3 years ago.
No, he wrestled Roman Reigns last year.
My bad. That was a year ago. He had a championship match against Roman Reigns and he lost.
Yeah, that was his last world title match.
Championship matches do not come often. Yes, wrestling is predicted. Yes, it's predetermined. Yes, it's scripted. But championship matches do not come around often. Get them while you can, and when you got it, take advantage of it.
And yeah, there's a lot of wrestlers who don't even get world title shots.
Oh, man. Imagine the last... Let's go back in time right here. When the last time R-Truth got a title shot? Huh? What, 2011-ish?
I believe so.
I'm talking about a serious championship. Not the 24/7 title. I mean a serious championship.
Well, he did compete for the United States title. Yeah. That was the last title he held before the whole 24/7 stuff.
Outside of WWE, R-Truth is a freaking legend. The first ever African-American NWA world champion. Outside of this business, he's a legend.
Yep, that's true.
Outside the business, outside WWE, it's still wrestling business. Outside of WWE, he's still a legend.
He's a former NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Mm-hmm.
Two times.
He's like 50 some, and he's built like he's 20.
No, I believe he's 48.
Yeah, close enough.
48. 48.
48. He's been like he's building his 20. That's amazing. That is some.
Yep, he does look good for his age.
Oh man. And I was going to say something I forgot I was going to say here. But I will say this. That as of today, this is the last day you can do it. If you haven't done it before, you can shop with us. WrestlingTracks.com. By the way, that's our last, I want to say in December, it expires. We may or may not renew it. So if we don't, we'll let you know. If we do, we'll let you know. But it's your last time to shop with us now or next month. It expires next month. You can shop at WrestleTracks.com. Use the code BIRTHDAY in all caps. Because it's my birthday, by the way. Use the code BIRTHDAY in all caps. And get $12 off any order, $20 or more. I'd like to say that tonight's episode brought to you by the Back of Delivery and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. Or go backupdeliveriesandmore.com. If you have a CDL license, let them know, hey, I can drive trucks. And get with the owner, get whoever you get in touch with. And you can be on the road making money. Backupdeliveriesandmore.com. They put the D in delivery. Speaking of delivery.
Oh, this is the last NXT before Turbo. Oh, War Games.
Man, speaking of delivery, let me ask you this right here. NXT, as a whole, in my opinion, the new NXT, in my opinion, sucks.
I don't like it either. I think Vince messed it up.
Vince should have no business in the first place.
On it was over.
You know? Vince McMahon should have no business in it, period. It's Triple H's project.
Yep, and it was taken right from underneath him.
The black and gold was wonderful. It was just fine. It was okay. It was cool. NXT black and gold was perfect. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And you broke it. By fixing it, you broke it.
Yep.
Tommaso Ciampa still with us, thank God. How much longer? Johnny Gargano, how much longer? I'm talking about all the old school folk that started with us. Bobby Knight, Bobby Fish. Kyle O'Reilly, but how much longer? Help me out. Black and...
Well, one of the things they're doing is that they're making a lot of these young guys and are looking to make them big stars on NXT.
Yeah. No, I refuse to call NXT. I refuse to put the 2.0 by NXT. I ain't doing that. I refuse to call it NXT 2.0. It's NXT.
NXT 2.0,
nah.
Nah, don't like it.
Mm-hmm. I have one more thing here. Now I have a few more for you. Let's go back in time. Well, let's talk about the Rumble right quick. I'll go back in town there. The Rumble. Have you selected a pick yet? Ooh. We're getting closer.
No, I haven't. I don't even know who's in the damn thing. And you know there's an inside joke with all these firing. Is there even going to be a Rumble? Who wants to even have 30 people?
Well, of course we're going to have a Rumble. It's going to be totally ridiculous if we're going to have a Rumble. I'm still going with my pick. I'm picking Brock Lesnar. I know that's ridiculous. If I was a betting man, I'd be out of money. Speaking of betting, we'll call it betting. If you are a betting man, a betting woman, whatever, and you're 18 years or older, of course, go to DraftKings.com, the lead up to Survivor Series. No, it's going to be available on the Royal Rumble date. So, Royal Rumble Saturday. Not Sunday, but Saturday. Uh-huh. Before, whatever, go to DraftKings.com, search WWE, and put your bets in. You know what? We'll call it bid. Put your bets in at DraftKings.com, and if you're correct, and your pick is right, you win.
Yeah, we know WWE, I mean, draft team was like to do stuff in WWE.
Yeah. So if your pick wins that match, whatever, you I don't know how much it is, but you get some cash on you, you know. But I'm still going with Brock Lesnar. I'm probably dead wrong about that winning the Royal Rumble match. It really is.
I can see him winning
the
Royal Rumble, but not winning.
Yeah.
He don't need to be a world champion again.
Yes, that's right. In the meantime, if you heard it last week, a couple weeks ago, whenever that was, Brock Lesnar's suspension is up. He'll be on SmackDown next Friday, this Friday coming. And I believe he might have to face Sami Zayn, the winner of that match is Roman Reigns. That's a lot of work you got to do right there.
Sami Zayn's the number one contender for the Universal
Championship. Yeah. And he did win that match. He fair and square, he won that match. But now you got to put that up against Brock Lesnar.
Well, let's see what happens. I don't think it would be fair for Brock Lesnar to just waltz in and take a title match.
Sure, wouldn't
be
fair.
He kind of would do that. Who the hell is going to stop him?
Yeah. I mean, like, what the hell are you going to do about it?
I mean, we've seen what he did to Adam Pearce, so we know no one's going to try to stop him.
Mm-hmm.
But it might turn that into a triple threat, too. Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, and Sami Zayn.
They might. And I can tell you right now. I'm gonna tell you right now. Brock Lesnar is gonna smash somebody. Yeah, I said.
Well, we know he's gonna be on SmackDown, and we know who he's coming after.
Oh yeah.
He's not finished with Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm. And then you got Paul Heyman. I love Paul Heyman to death, but brother, what side are you on, man? Whose gravy train are you riding on? Brock Lesnar or Roman Reigns? Well, people want to know once and for all, put to bed forevermore. What gravy train are you riding? Well, people want to know once and for all. We'll never have to ask again. We know for sure without a doubt. As certain as we soon, like, we know for sure, just like we expect Jesus to come back, we know for sure what side Paul Heyman is on. The people want to know, Paulie, you know, because I'm sick of this. It was cool at first. I'm sick of this now. Pick a side. It was cool at first. We had fun with it at first. Now it's getting serious.
Well, we know he's still working with Lesnar because Lesnar's always mentioning him.
Say that again?
Right, I said, you know, he's still working on the market because Roman keeps mentioning him.
And those of you who don't know, Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman go way back to almost 20 years ago, 2002. Let's not forget the flip side. Paul Heyman
has been the judge.
But let's not get the flip side, David. Paul Heyman has stabbed Brock Lesnar in the back before.
True.
So I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know when, don't know where, don't know how. I wouldn't be surprised if Paul Heyman stabs Roman Reigns in the back.
I can see that happen.
Yes, sir. I wouldn't be surprised.
I can definitely see that happen.
Mm-hmm.
One good cheap shot and it's all over.
If I can quote the great Joker, I'll tell you this, when it does happen, Roman Reigns ain't gonna kill you. He's gonna hurt you very, very badly.
Well,
and
now
you
got a cousin with him too.
Yeah. Well, if that ever happens, Paul Heyman stabs Roman Reigns in the back. Paul Heyman won't be far alive to tell the story. He won't get out there on stage.
Yeah, no
problem.
Roman Reigns
wants to kill him. Oh, yeah. But in the meantime, that's for the powers that be to determine when, where, how, and all that stuff. In the meantime, Roman Reigns, signed Roman Reigns. Ladies and gentlemen, while it's on my mind, I got to tell you this. If you are a Christmas fan, you know, you love Christmas stuff, I got good news for you. Freeform, used to be ABC Family, Freeform has 25 days of Christmas all day, every damn day, December 1st to 25th, all kind of Christmas stuff. We talking Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We talking the Santa Claus series. We talking Santa Claus Comes to Town. We talking the Year Without Santa Claus. All that and more. December 21st, tomorrow, through the 25th. I love that, man. I watch all, I do all the time. I lose some mind mode on purpose. It's cool. On Freeform, starting tomorrow through the 25th.
Yes, sir. The year of Santa Claus
and we can't forget the Home Alone series.
Yep.
I think Home Alone
another thing I like watching, which is another thing of mine, is the Peanuts, the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah. I think Home Alone, I'm going to get back to wrestling in a second, but I just had to mention this. But Home Alone died at Home Alone 3. Okay. Home Alone 4, 5, whatever. I had enough of that. Home Alone 1, 2, 3 are the best. I see what I see.
Let's not forget, Home Alone 3 had Father Calhoun.
Uh-huh.
That was
her
first movie.
You know what? While I'm on the subject of different stuff, I'm going to bring this up to you. I'm going to say this to you for a while. I'm going to say this, David. I see what I see when I say it. Steve Rogers, Captain America, you love Marvel. I'm going to say this. Steve Rogers was a punk before he became Captain America. I said it. Steve Rogers was a punk. Let me tell you why. He barely made it through basic training in the Army. Barely. He never won a fight in his life, ever, before he became Captain America.
I want to make him a punk.
Because he never won a fight in his life. He barely made it through basic training. Barely.
Well, I'll never forget the late, great, but not so man, Randy Savage, appearing in Spider-Man.
Sir, I didn't know that was Randy Savage. For all this time, I didn't know that was Randy Savage.
Speaking of Spider-Man, Spider-Man tickets for No Way Home, they go on sale tonight.
Yes, sir. And you get a sneak peek at certain cinema theaters tomorrow. For a very limited showing. Everybody else, y'all wait till the 12th, I believe. But those of you want to sneak peek, go tomorrow and check it out. I wish you would. Don't you give me no spoiler. I wish you would. In the meantime, we'll let you wrestle for a while, shall we? I'm going to make a bold prediction right now. At day one, your WWE champion is going to still be Big E.
Oh.
That's a bold prediction. I'm going for it.
I gotta be honest, I don't think Big E is gonna make it to WrestleMania's WWE champ.
Ew, ooh, wow.
I think he will lose the title before WrestleMania.
Woo! You know what? I'm as far as losing the book, I'm gonna give Roman Reigns. I'm sorry, Big E. I'm gonna give him till right. You know what? I'm gonna give Big E at WrestleMania lose the title. He'll lose it at WrestleMania against who? I'm not sure, but he'll lose it at WrestleMania.
I said the same thing about Roman Reigns. I think he's going to stay champ until WrestleMania when he loses it. And if that happens, he's going to break Brock Lesnar's record of holding the title the longest. Brock Lesnar's held it for 503 days, which is the longest title reign in the history of the
Universal Championship. Yeah, the Universal Championship, not the WWE Championship, which is held by Bruno Sammartino to this day.
Of course. Two different titles.
But I'm going to say...
You know, Roman Reigns, who's not far behind Brock Lesnar.
Uh-huh.
But I think he's going to stay champion until WrestleMania, and he's going to lose the championship. To who? I don't know. But I think he's going to last until me. That's what I think is going to happen.
Hmm.
I think he's going to last all the way until then. And it's going to be interesting to see who he loses it to. Right now, Roman Reigns is currently at 454 days.
Through WrestleMania, WrestleMania tickets are available right now. You get not one, you get two nights. Now here's the deal: if you can't make it all two nights, so I recommend go to night one, watch part two on Peacock, or go to night two, watch part one on Peacock. Tickets are available, and And I would like, since we're in Texas, since we're in Dallas, I would like that bald-headed, beard-swirling, finger-gesturing SOB Stone Cold Steve Austin hosting WrestleMania.
Another thing is New Japan Pro Wrestling. Their Wrestle Kingdom is going to be 3 nights in a row.
Yes, sir.
Of course, the third and final night will be New Japan versus Pro Wrestling Noah. So it will be New Japan wrestlers versus Pro Wrestling Noah wrestlers. I think that's a bit too much. I think that's overkill. Of course, every year after the Wrestle Kingdom pay-per-view, they have New Year's Dash, which is another pay-per-view that takes place every year, the day after Wrestle Kingdom. So that will be 4 consecutive pay-per-views, 4 days in a row.
Oh, wow.
Which is a bit too much in my opinion.
I love wrestling. That's a little bit much, man.
I can't see somebody paying for 4 pay-per-views. Maybe you have this thing with that.
in his original form. That's messed up.
Yeah, I think they should have offered just the way it was.
Yeah, it was cool. I remember the day they switched. I'll never forget. I had a collection of series, I had a collection of stuff. I'm watching NWO, the NWO collection. I go to the bathroom, I come back, it's gone. It's, my network is blank. I get an email from WWE that I just did, which sold it to Peacock. Now, the good thing about that, safe, and we'll see you next time.
Take care, people.
See y'all.